miracles can stem from whatever higher power we believe in or whatever beliefs we have. Wherever we're seeking a miracle, I think that we can find them.
Aloha! Aloha, Terrell!
Aloha, Deidre!
And aloha to everyone out there, too!
Yes, aloha to you folks!
Because right now, we are about to dive into some pretty interesting topics.
One's relationships and hardships.
To one's childhood and trip down memory lane.
That's right, we are ready to talk it all.
So join us in our show,
DT Talks. Aloha, friends and family. Welcome back to our new episode here of our DT Talks podcast, Season 2. How are you guys doing?
Seriously, Jerelle? Aloha.
It's always nice to start with, you know, our live studio audience.
Yeah, wherever they are, but aloha to them. Oh my goodness. Okay. Yes, that was quite a heavy episode from last week's episode, but don't worry, guys. Today, this episode is going to be much more lighter.
Yeah, it is really, really heavy, but it is a great opportunity for us to open up to see what our audience are going to feel when we talk about spreading awareness specifically. Also, having Thomas, he had great feedback, great thoughts as well, so we're grateful to have him. And we're also very excited for this episode as well, because we have another guest again. She's very special. We're going to introduce her in a little bit.
As usual, Terrell, shall we start off with the news?
All right, here we go. This is Uncle Terrell back at it again with another news for DT Talks from the goodnewsnetwork.org. This week is very special because it's more positive, because Uncle Terrell likes to be very positive and also negative at the same time. But this news is very positive.
What the heck?
It says here, Americans review how they are staying positive in 2020 with 66% agreeing their communities are closer than ever.
Okay.
As you can see, or you can hear, this pandemic has helped people to be able to be more positive, even though there's a lot of different things that's happening, especially the coronavirus.
What did they do though?
In the survey, asked 2,000 Americans nationwide about how they've coped with the stress of this year. The good news is that 7 in 10 respondents have made it a priority to do something positive every day as the quarantine continues. And when respondents need some cheering up themselves, their recipe is turning on their favorite movie, 46%, and eating their favorite snack, 43%.
Yes, you can never go wrong with a movie and a snack.
Yes, eating food will always make you happy, so always eat food.
Especially if it's MSG.
Yes, add with more MSG, everything will taste better. The other interesting one is that a quarter of respondents also shared that they sing in the shower for a pick-me-up, and 19% even have a solo dance party to get in better spirits. So remember to always sing and dance. That way you can spread your own positivity to yourself. Be more active.
Just don't slip and fall, okay, guys?
Yes, don't injure yourself. You can have a lot of fun, but always remember to have safety first. The last part about the news is that 38% of those surveyed mentioned they're donating to local charities to foster positivity, and 28% are finding a safe way to volunteer.
That's nice.
So a lot of people are very proactive during the pandemic, finding ways to be positive and to serve others. This is what Uncle Terrell like as a practice. The more service you do, the more happy you become. So remember to always serve others and to be happy by doing positive things like cooking. Uncle Terrell likes cooking with MSG as the secret ingredient.
Of course. Oh, but also your favorite cooking, what is it called?
It's a wok. I like the wok. That's the best way to cook everything.
All right. Thank you, Uncle Terrell, for sharing the good news as usual. Right now, I'm just going to bring up a few things. I read that I believe we're all secretly guilty of doing, okay? Let me know too if you can relate, because I feel I certainly do.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
So, here's one thing we are secretly guilty of doing. Firstly, when you start, carefully inspect an item at the grocery store because someone is standing in front of the item you actually want.
So you're saying like we're guilty of just standing behind the person?
Not standing behind, but because they're in front of what you want, you start to go to the next item elsewhere and start to inspect it, pretend like you're interested in that and actually
okay, yeah, yeah, actually do that.
You're standing in front of. Okay, next one. This is something we are all secretly guilty of doing: taking a break from the internet on the computer to check the internet on your phone instead.
Yeah, that's me too.
Yes. I realize guilty as charged. I do that. Once I'm off the computer, it's boom on my phone. Next one. I actually didn't realize I do this, okay? Lowering the music on your car stereo so you can see better. How does lowering the volume actually help us parallel park?
No.
Understand. You know what? I do that.
I do that too. But if you think about it, we need to focus when we're driving. So that's why, you know, lowering down the music and before seeing the sign, you know, then the signs really blur when you're driving and you have a loud music, you can't see the sign. So when you lower down the volume, the vision's clearer now. So.
I know. Funny. Okay, last one. Here's something we might be guilty of doing: seeing an outrageous price on something at the store and then you're pretending you're considering it.
Pretending?
Yeah. But you know, you see something so expensive and then you're like, oh, but then you pretend like you're considering it, like, you know, in case the storekeeper comes and checks and you're like, oh yeah, let me think about it.
Okay, if the storekeeper comes, then yeah. But if I'm just there, I'll be just putting back the item.
Oh.
Yeah, that's me. That's how I do things.
I will still pretend like I'm considering it, just in case someone's looking.
Okay, if it's a car, then yeah, it's a different story.
Oh, there's never a time where I go out looking for cars. All right, those are the news from Uncle Terrell and funny things we're guilty of doing. So enough of us speaking, because we have our special guest today.
Yay. Okay, we'll just have her introduce herself right here.
Hello, everyone. So my name is Alyssa. I am from Washington State, just right outside of Seattle. But I've been living in Hawaii for about 5 years now. I am a student, but I am close to graduating. I'm studying music. And I'm a pianist. Ooh. I love to play the piano. It's one of the things that has helped me stay focused and calm during this pandemic. I love to try lots of new foods and I'm not a picky eater at all. So Those are some things about me.
That's cool. That's really
nice.
That's
a very good one. Especially when she says she's not a picky eater.
Yeah, try every food in the world and you'll be feeling like, wow, why every food so different and they taste so nice. So are you like working right now too?
So I work at the school that I'm attending here at
BYU Hawaii.
I work at the library. So I'm also a bookworm. So it's the perfect place for me to work. Aww.
Perfect job too.
Yes. Perfect job. I love it. One of the only places on campus with air conditioning, so I can't complain.
Amen.
Some people have been complaining that is one of the most coldest places in campus too.
It's
so
true. If you ever want it to feel like it's really the Christmas season, you should just come there because it's cold.
That's true, actually. Do they have Christmas decorations?
Yes, we just set them up this week and it's so cozy.
Yay.
I know, right?
I love
people
it.
People will be sleeping on the couch in the library.
Yes.
Be feeling the Christmas spirit off of it too.
All right. So how are you feeling right now, Alyssa?
I'm feeling so good. I'm happy to be here with you guys and excited to talk about today's topic.
Oh yeah, we didn't even talk about what we're going to talk about today.
It's a surprise.
Well, yes, Alyssa knows at least.
We're just about to tell people what we're going to talk about. Okay, so well, since we know things are difficult for many people, especially this year, we want to look into the little miracles of life that we tend to miss out on, especially for this Christmas season.
Yes, especially this time is for us to have a lot of time to contemplate what we're grateful for. And not only that, the simple things that we're going to see, that makes a miracle for sure. But if you guys are not sure what we're talking about so far, we are going to talk about miracles.
Yeah, basically. It was like, why are we talking about? Oh, miracles. So let's clap people up since, what do we do, Tyrell?
As you guys know, the usual thing that we do is always gathering our friends and families to tell about their stories. And especially on this one, we're having our friends to talk about their miracles. And there's a lot of definition off of it. And so depending on how you define miracle, that's how you're going to tell your story. So we have recordings. So sit back, relax, and listen to our wonderful friends' story.
A miracle I've witnessed recently is that I'm being able to be a good friend for my cats back home, because I was away from home most of the times. Like, I was studying abroad when I was in high school, and I went to university that was so away from home, so I couldn't spend a lot of time with them and play with them. So whenever I come back home, they were not used to playing with me, so they were so unfriendly. Because of this COVID, I had to come back home, and I am staying here for about 6 months now, being able to spend a lot of time with them, play with them, and they always sleep beside me. They always disturb me whenever I'm doing something, so it brings me a lot of joy. And it may sound really little thing, but for me, it's a miracle.
One of the sisters that I know from my mission was in a life-threatening motorcycle accident recently. The doctors each say that she really shouldn't have survived. She should have had some organ failure, but no, the miracle is that she survived the accident, and she is progressing way beyond that what the doctors could imagine, and she is much healthier today.
So for humans, a miracle can be defined as an event or happening we couldn't possibly have done by ourselves, or that we can't understand with our human knowledge. Not all miracles have to be angelic or biblical in nature too. I recently saw a Formula One racing driver involved in a high-speed crash into a wall. His car burst into a ball of fire, and 10 seconds later he emerged from the car with only minor injuries. That was instantly labelled as a miracle by myself and all others who saw it, that he was able to emerge from his car safe and alive. But from the sun coming up each morning to the wind blowing the trees, there are small miracles all around us. As an authorized priesthood holder in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, of which I'm a member, I have the opportunity to give blessings of healing to those who faithfully ask. This is not done publicly in the eyes of the world, but rather it's done privately and in all holiness and trust in God. So recently a church member requested such a blessing from me. She had been in some distress with a very painful neck for 2 weeks at the time of her request for a blessing. 3 days later, on Sunday at church, this lady reported that she felt something move in her neck while I was blessing her, and that the next morning she had woken up and was completely healed. We were really excited and amazed to hear that. Now, I am no doctor, not in the slightest, so we could only ascribe it as a miracle, something definitely beyond what I am personally capable of doing. Whether big or small, miracles exist. And I think that the greatest miracles occur in the change of heart, mind, and soul, in the character and attitudes of a person as they work to become a much better version of themselves. It's a gradual, almost unnoticeable change, day by day, month by month, year by year, until the soul has been softened and molded into something truly beautiful. That's my little take on miracles, guys. Thank you very much for having me on.
So the miracle that I'm going to talk about today actually happened quite recently. So 2 weeks ago, my dad called me and let me know that a member of my home ward, a senior who is now 94 years old, was admitted to the hospital and diagnosed with COVID-19. And my dad told me to mentally prepare myself because the doctors said he was unconscious, had difficulty breathing, and probably only had 2 to 3 hours left to live. It was my first time kind of dealing with someone so close to my family being affected by COVID. It just took some time to take it in, and I knelt down, did a prayer. Then both my parents came home immediately, and we went to visit his wife because she couldn't even see him one last time. And
dad, we just decided to all say a prayer together, because why not? So as we all just knelt down together in a circle and said one last prayer, there just seemed to be some sort of warmth and spiritual power that filled the room. A couple hours later, we received a call from the brother, and he was conscious, he was energetic, and he was just really happy to tell us that he survived, and we were just all so surprised because he's 94 years old, and even the doctors said that they had no idea how he survived because they were pretty sure he was really close to death, but he survived. And if we didn't say that last prayer together, maybe it wouldn't have happened. So never give up and just always say that prayer for someone, because you never know, the spirit might help you and you're never missing a bit of that spiritual power in your life.
I was just called as a district primary president in mid-September. Everything was and still is a whole new world for me. 2 weeks after I got my calling, the district presidency requested that the primary presentation should still be done in about a month and a half. When I relayed this message to the branch primary presidencies, they were reluctant because, one, the time given to prepare was very limited. They usually had the whole 3 or 4 months to practice, and two, because we have never done an online presentation before. Just imagine practicing for it online with so many kids. It seems like everything is beyond the bound of possibilities for so many people, and it was almost postponed for a year. But through an open, thoughtful, and prayerful discussion of all the district and primary leaders, and of course with the parent support, we were able to find a solution, did a little bit of adjustment, and finally two of the branches did the presentation last Sunday. Not only that, a less active friend actually reached out to me, said that she felt the spirit, she felt God's love when the kids were singing, and it reminded her of her testimony when she was in primary. So I think that was pretty powerful.
A recent miracle that happened to me is that an interviewer from Galakai has asked about my photography. I didn't think that my work was being scouted or that it was even recognized by a lot of people around. And so I'm grateful that I had this opportunity to be interviewed and that I may be even in next month's issue. It is a great opportunity not only because it shows that my work is being recognized, but also it is a great way for my work to be promoted in the future. So I'm grateful for that.
The miracle that I recently had in my life happened to my two sisters-in-law. A few weeks ago, it was after the snow and the road was a little icy, and they were driving home at that time. They were in a curve and they tried to slow down, but they slipped, so they couldn't. And what happened to them, their van was flipped over and they were hanging in the upside down in their seatbelt. Luckily, they didn't bring any stuff with them, so they were supposed to bring like a big mixture and other big stuff with them, but they didn't. So they were so blessed that neither of them got injured. Also, what happened while they were hanging upside down in the car, the younger sister's phone automatically called their mom. That's why their dad quickly came and tried to help them, and they were able to walk away from the car without any arm. And that's the miracle that I witnessed recently, and I know that miracles happen and that God is watching over us all the time.
Wow. That's a lot of examples of miracles.
I know. But before we continue on with our thoughts of what others have said, right, as we know, there's a lot of different terms that's used by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, which is the church that we go to. And as you can hear, that's one of the clips that we're talking about. Oh, a primary presidency, a district presidency, a ward, and so forth. So
yeah, or calling, yes.
Or callings, yeah. So we're just trying to let you guys know that we're not shoving the knowledge that we have or what we believe to you.
Yeah, these are like positions and such we have in the church. So if you hear these terms, just know that it is like a position, a duty we have in the church that allows the members to serve others. So you'll hear these terms, but these are usually for positions to serve people.
Yeah, just mostly an opportunity of service to others.
Yeah.
Again, a lot
no
of
compensation, nothing
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, a lot of recordings were basically talking about, I wouldn't say a Christian term, but mostly just people being grateful that Heavenly God or Heavenly Father has been blessing their lives and giving them a sort of miracle that they've seen or heard. And so, yeah, hopefully you guys are not too distraught of us talking about this.
Let's get into the miracles then.
Okay, here we go. Oh, what do you think, Alyssa, from listening to all of those wonderful miracles?
Yeah, there were so many good ones. I loved how different each of the miracles was. And it reminded me of what Terrell said at the beginning of, like, you will notice miracles depending on how you define them. And so I loved how the one miracle was the one girl getting to know her cats better. And yeah. I thought that was so sweet. And I'm a cat person myself, so it was a special place in my heart. But I think it just showed that miracles can be something as big as someone's life being saved and something as small as bringing, like, just little pockets of joy into someone's life. I think that's what miracles are all about. And so I loved that.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Oh, what about you, Deidre? What did you think of those miracles?
Oh, it's all so good. Like, as Alyssa said, like, the one that caught my attention to was the cat one because it is different. It's something you would not really think about too much until you actually hear it from someone else as well. You're like, oh yeah, I didn't realize that could be a miracle.
Yeah, exactly.
And you, Terrell?
I think honestly, small and simple things bring great joy to others, to be honest, or to yourself specifically. So honestly, if you focus on big things, like such as like people raised from the dead, or miraculously this person is suddenly just became alive and cancer is suddenly gone. Of course, these are signs, or so to speak, a way of telling people that it is a miracle. But miracles can be defined as something very simple and very small. Like, for example, like, I'm grateful for my family. So I guess, or I don't guess, I know it's a miracle because some people are not fortunate enough to have a family, you know, they have to be in an orphanage and many more examples that I don't know of, that their circumstances that they're living in. I feel like the examples that we heard earlier are very, very simple also, even though a lot of them are very drastic. It's still a good way for us to... Okay, it's not drastic. It's a way for us to realize that miracles are possible when we view it.
It's real, basically. Yeah. Miracles are real. Like, even the last one, when he mentioned about the sisters-in-law in the car hanging, I liked how he also mentioned that the phone just called the mom. I was like, whoa, can you imagine that that is able to happen? Like, that is certainly a miracle. Like, not just them being saved, but the phone as well being able to call the mom.
Yeah, I guess in a way, if we can put it, you know, God is watching over us if we are in need of help. For sure.
So Alyssa, how would you define a miracle?
That's a great question. And I think it's something I've been thinking a lot about this week. I think a miracle can be anything big or small that brings, whether it be joy or healing or saving or something that we need, that comes from some power other than our own. Because I think the whole thing with miracles is it's something that we couldn't produce for ourselves, that we couldn't do on our own, no matter how hard we try. And for me, I believe in God, and I believe that miracles come from Him. And like Terrell said, like, it comes from Him watching over us. But I think miracles can stem from whatever higher power we believe in, or whatever beliefs we have. Wherever we're seeking a miracle, I think that we can find them. And so that's kind of what miracles are to me.
I like your answer.
Thank you. Yeah. I like miracles.
Yeah. Honestly, if you think about it, miracles are a beautiful thing to be able to witness, whether it be, again, big or small. If you think about it, if we focus on positive things, and if we, let's say, like this week, I saw a quote that if you only focus on one thing, then that one thing will always be seen by you. Mm. So let's say this yellow car every day, and if you want to focus on that yellow car, you'll be able to see a yellow car every 10 minutes or so.
But you miss out on the others.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And so if you see a Lamborghini, you'll be able to see Lamborghini for sure. Same thing with, you know, miracles, is that if you want to seek miracles, and if you want to see it, you know, focus on it. Focus on what matters and what it means to be a miracle, whether it be big or small, like a family, a cute dog, a cute cat. And having animals is a miracle because, you know, we're having global warming, so a lot of animals are dying and so forth. But the miracle is a lot of them are still alive and not all of them are endangered. So that's a miracle. So to me, that's how I see it, honestly, with a specific miracle. What about you, Deidre?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Of course. To what you guys said, yes. I like how Alyssa defined it, and I like Terrell's example of it, especially, it's true, like you only see like what you are looking for specifically. So I think one other thing about miracles is having a grateful heart. So I feel always being grateful, having a grateful heart will automatically be like a magnet to miracles.
I think they go hand in hand. I think they gravitate towards each other in terms of that, because
yes.
One thing will not work without the other, because some of us will only hope for, you know, the miracle to happen, that cancer will be destroyed. And if it doesn't happen, you happen to not be grateful because of it. So I'm not saying that you should be grateful that cancer happened, but I'm trying to say is that, you know, when things do happen, you know, try to see it as a way for you to grow from it. Or in other words, you can also see the good things in times to come and how you can be grateful from that experience, if that makes sense. Okay, so here's the next question for all of you. Is that, what are some ways miracles still happen today? I think we already touched about this, but I guess like if you want to answer more, we can.
I love where you've been going with kind of what you focus on or what you're seeking. That's kind of what you get out of life. And it happened to me even just this week with like the exact example you used with the car. Mm-hmm. Like my dad just got a new car and he texted me a picture of it. Then I started seeing that type of car all around town. And like, I don't live in a big town. And I'm just like, what the heck? But on a more like serious note, I think there's been times in my life where I'm like, I really need help with this one thing, or I've been struggling with the thing, and I'll pray about it and I'll put lots of energy and thought into that thing, and then something will happen, like someone will pop up in my life and be like, oh, do you want help doing this, or here, I made this for you, and it's like exactly what I needed. And so I think a lot of those things, it's kind of like the law of attraction, like what you're thinking about comes. But I think a really big element to that goes along with faith, and like for me, I think faith is really connected to miracles. And so for me, like if I have faith in God, I believe that he will produce miracles in my life. And whatever you have faith in, I think that's where you'll be able to see modern miracles. And there's this one quote by the last president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, President Thomas S. Monson, and he said, faith and doubt cannot exist in the same mind at the same time, for one will dispel the other. And I think that goes along really well with miracles. If we have faith that miraculous things will happen, then they will. But if we doubt them, then it just kind of like closes off that door.
Wow. Nicely said, Alyssa.
Yeah, I agree with what you said about faith, because it's like a little circle cycle where you will need faith in order for a miracle to happen. And then also when a miracle happens, that creates faith itself.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I just thought about? Is that obviously the question is like, what's the miracle that's happening still today? Is that if you think about it, we're still in a pandemic. So I'm not saying that coronavirus is a miracle for all of us to be more positive in life, but no, my miracle that I thought of is all the healthcare workers that are working right now and taking care of the virus itself, you know, the ones that's actually wearing suits, wearing masks 24/7, and then taking care of the old people who's getting sick and dying from it. You know, they're the ones who's the miracle of workmanship, the one that's actually, you know, helping us, providing us service. And a lot of them worked overtime just for all of us to be safe. So it's something to be aware of, guys. Please wear your mask and social distance yourself whenever and whatever you're doing, wherever you are. Be sure to remember to stay safe and all that. But that's one of the bigger miracles, if you wanted to see it that way, is that there are people who's actually sacrificing themselves and hoping for the best for others. And I think healthcare workers for me are one of the bigger miracles. And also, obviously, I agree with Alyssa and what Deidre has said, that having faith is a principle of action. So it's an action word for us to ponder and to act on it. And when we do have faith, we'll be able to see many mighty miracles that we never thought we'd ever see, for sure.
Also, one more thing that Alyssa said, it reminded me related to miracles. I know we all think miracles are always that big, great, mighty thing, but even for us itself, haven't we all met a stranger and then that person ended up being loved as family? Haven't we had someone show up on a bad day like for you and then make it better? I feel all those little things are miracles itself, because you never know when someone has been praying for you and you needed it.
Yes.
We all have those little moments, those miracles in our life, sometimes even without us realizing it.
Well said, Deidre.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we can move on to our next question. Is that, have you ever had a miracle occur to you personally? Especially maybe if you have one recently, you can talk about it recently. If not, any miracles that occurred to you before.
So for me, I think I've experienced many miracles in my life, and I think that sometimes I don't recognize them as well as I should because I'm probably just not paying attention. And you know, I might have had things happen this week that were complete like blessings and miracles to me, but I wasn't really looking for it, and so I didn't have the opportunity to say, oh, this is the miracle that happened to me this week, because I was so wrapped up in what I was doing. And so it's times like that where I'm like, okay, I need to shift my focus and kind of look for miracles more. But one of the things that I've noticed as like a pattern in my life, especially the past few years, is I've lived on my own and been like a young adult, is you meet a lot of new people. And I have noticed how sometimes when I meet new people, sometimes they don't give off the best first impression to me. And maybe we don't click right away, but I still feel like, okay, I need to still be a good friend to them. I still need to love them despite not loving what they're doing. And I've noticed that throughout my life, the more I give time to focusing on loving the people around me and looking for the best in them, it's like some magical change happens in my heart and a lot of times in theirs, where we're able to become friends. And I've made a lot of friendships. And I know one of you mentioned earlier, but like you meet a stranger and they become like family to you. And I think especially being in a place like Hawaii, I'm very far away from my family, but I've made friends who have become like family to me. And some of them I didn't get along with right away at the beginning, or I was really shy and we didn't jump into the friendship the first time we met. And I think that's a miracle. And that's something that I've been really grateful for, especially in this time of the pandemic, that I've been able to have people to rely on. And some of them I'm only able to talk to on the phone or on video chat. That's hard, but I think it's still a miracle to have that support in my life. I think that's what all of us need. It just helps us to get through hard times when we have people to rely on and people to be happy with.
There can be miracles when believe. Of course, I really like what Alyssa said, that, you know, that can be very simple, that let's say a friendship that you've never thought that you're going to make friends with this person. Maybe you didn't have the best impression, or maybe you didn't have the best thought about what this person have ever done in their lives. But there's always a part where we can always think like, okay, all of us are not perfect. We shouldn't expect ourselves to be perfect. We should always remember that all of us are still human beings. What about you, Deidre? What do you think about any miracles that happened to you recently?
I feel like even from one of the clips in the ones that our friend shared with us, like even how Duncan mentioned, miracles are also how the sun rises and sets each day, or how we have seeds growing to trees and the components of our body just working together. We're breathing, we're running, we're eating. So there's so many of these things just adding up that's occurring in our lives, and sometimes we don't recognize it. Even now, it's a miracle that we can communicate amidst this pandemic.
It's
a miracle itself. I'll say this podcast itself is a miracle, despite us being in completely different continents, that we're able to do this right now. And hopefully this will continue on and be of help to people. So I feel that miracles are indeed God's power seen in every little detail of our lives each day.
I agree. That's pretty good.
So yeah, Alyssa, how do you feel people like us, how could we possibly recognize a miracle in our own lives?
So all of us, as we know and we've established, like we're all imperfect and we all have weaknesses. But I think at least the biggest thing I've taken from kind of talking with all of you, and that I think we agree on, is if you look for miracles, you'll find them. And I think another thing that's important to recognize is we've talked about how miracles usually come through someone doing something for us, or the healthcare workers being there, being available, and all of them being healthy, or someone picking us up on the side of the road when we missed the bus or something like that. So I think that shows to me that we can also be like a vessel for miracles, that we can be someone else's miracle in their life. For me, like, I want other people to be able to find those miracles. And so if I feel like a little urge that, oh, I should go help that person, or I should be here tonight or something like that, you never know when those things might put you in a position to be someone else's miracle. And so I think that's a cool thing that we can all just help each other, even though all of us are imperfect and have struggles, that we can recognize that we can still have these really, really joyful and healing moments because of each other.
And I think I want to point out something about a miracle that happens to all of us when, you know, people help us and all that. I think we should remember that we should always be grateful that it happened. Like, imagine if people who needed help and they were not, no people were there for to help them and all that, you know, they feel miserable.
They're all still upset, especially about the person that he opened the door for and they didn't say thank
you. Oh, yeah. This was mentioned in one of the episodes. Oh my goodness. A lot of people, like back then, when there were still students on campus, I will always open the door to them and some of them never said thank you. I'm like, really? Like, I'm giving you service. You know, I'm being a great brother in Christ, or just in general a good citizen to open the door for you. Yeah. You're not saying thank you at least, really?
He's but, not bitter.
But really though, honestly, when it does happen to you, don't forget to say thank you. Even if it's just a simple like thank you, like even you obviously can repay them. Let's say they bought you something bizarre and then something that you actually need at this point, and then you feel like, man, there's no way I can repay you. Well, a simple way to do it is maybe even writing a thank you card, or just say thank you and say that you're grateful for that person for existing in your life. Actually, we can also talk about, like, you know, how can we recognize there is a miracle, is that we're still alive right now in this pandemic.
Yeah,
especially that. So don't forget to say thank you, because that's the most important part about life. And obviously recognizing it is a miracle. I guess saying thank you is a miracle too, you know.
Yeah, like, even what Alyssa was saying, how we can be that miracle to other people, you never know. Again, you never know what you do could, like, how it could affect another person's life, that moment especially. Oh, this just gave me a flashback. Okay, so when I remember how I went to Kiribati for my internship.
Yeah.
Okay, so I remember that because of the culture, the students, I taught the high school students there, they're very shy and they don't speak much English, or they're not confident in their English. I was their music teacher, and I myself was quite scared and nervous, especially teaching high school kids music. And then in the class, try to be more open than I usually am. For some reason, I just felt like I really need to talk to each of these students, even though they're shy and quiet. So every time that they come to class, I always go up and talk to them. I smile at them and try to approach them more. At the end of my internship, I found out one of my students, one of the most quiet ones in the class, she wrote me a letter and she said that she didn't like me at first, but when I smiled at her, she loved me after that. And that it made her day. Just by smiling, she said that it was by smiling at her. And then I'm like, wow, if I didn't push myself out of what I would usually do, and even though I was scared and shy, like if I just pushed myself out, I didn't know that that would have an effect on someone else as well, like that.
Yeah, smiling's a miracle.
Yeah, just always be positive, be grateful, be of service. All of those ties to miracles for sure.
Yes, be a blessing to someone's lives today by becoming that miracle to others.
Especially for Christmas season.
Yay. Oh yeah, yes. It is a time for us to serve and to remember our families as well. A miracle is when we have family. So don't forget to tell them that you love them, that you care for them, and especially this Christmas season where some of us don't get to spend time with our family. And if you do, don't forget to say I love you. It's one of the most powerful words that you ever say. And I love you is also a miracle for sure.
And don't forget to say thank you when someone opens the door for you.
Oh yeah, especially that. Please don't forget to say that.
But yeah, Alyssa, any other thoughts you have about this topic, about miracles?
I really have loved all the things we've talked about, and it's definitely made me want to look for more miracles in my life. And I think it's cool that I really believe that anyone can believe in miracles, even if you don't practice a certain religion or don't believe in God the same way that we do, the way that we've been talking about it. But I think that miracles come through science, and miracles also come through hard work. And I just am grateful, especially as we are getting into the Christmas season. I love that there is such a focus on happiness and good things and all of things that miracles are brought about by. And so I just would encourage everyone, including myself, I'm taking my advice, that we should just look for miracles and strive to be miracles for other people, because it'll bring so much joy to our lives.
Amen.
Amen to that too. I think it's important, again, to reemphasize that, you know, if you can't find miracles by seeing them, be the miracle for the person. You never know how much you can impact that person specifically. Even though I think we talked about this in one of our episodes, that you can do service to others in order to impact their lives more positively and change their lives even. You know, people are grateful when you show them your service and how much you care for them and how much you love them. And that way they'll be able to see a miracle in their lives. And you never know, maybe they've never experienced miracles before. And because of what you did, you are seeing that miracle yourself. You are that miracle that you're serving to others. It's like talking about Jesus right now, but basically we're talking
Christmas
about
season.
Too. Yeah, Christmas season for sure. Jesus is the miracle, but mostly we want to emphasize that you can be the miracle to others. People will be grateful. At the end of the day, you can be able to reflect back that you did something good to others. That is indeed a miracle for their lives and most probably to yours too. Go, Deidre.
It just made me go into deep thought now. It's like, the episode is just making me reflect back. Really, it's making me reflect back on all the things that's been going on in my life. And I'm like, I've been seeing a lot of miracles, guys.
All I know is this episode, I think we've been saying like the word miracle for like 40 times altogether. Or three,
probably 100 times.
Maybe 100 times too, so...
But it's good. I'm so glad we have Alyssa here because like, I like her explanations and her experiences and how like if this goes so well for the episode.
Yeah, I know. Her very sweet spirit and very miracle, so to speak, seeking kind of person. Who's grateful too. So
it's been so fun. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, no worries. How do you feel now after all of this whole episode?
I feel good. And I it just makes me more excited for Christmas.
Aww.
Honestly. Because I feel like there's always such a focus on miracles, and ultimately Christmas is about the biggest miracle of all, of a savior being born. But just like all of the happy things that can happen around this time of year, I'm excited for that. It makes me want to like ask people, that's like a conversation starter, so have you experienced miracles in your life? Because I think it's fun to hear what different people's perspectives are, and so maybe I'll start doing that more.
Well, maybe we can ask the question to you guys, you know, what's your miracle that happened this week? Or if there's any miracles that's happened in your life, share it to us. We'd like to hear what you've experienced and how it makes you become a better person, or how you see.
Again, yes, I like what has been said. That also brought me to a quote, guys. I also have a quote.
Go ahead.
So this is from President Albert W. Hunter, and he once said, quote, "As a result of the many miracles in our lives, we should be more humble and more grateful, more kind and more believing." Close quote.
There you have it.
Yes.
That's the episode.
Being grateful. Being grateful, being humble, and being kind. Remember what we always say, be kind, guys.
Yes, be kind to others, see the positive things in life, and you'll be able to witness miracles for sure. Once again, thank you guys for listening to our DT Talks podcast season 2. We hope that whatever we've shared here today, especially about miracles, will help you open your eyes just a little bit more and to be able to see them.
No, but in a way, it gives hope to people.
Oh yeah, like, definitely.
You'll have hope for better things to come. So always look for those miracles.
Thank you so much for listening, guys. Again, please be sure to follow us on Facebook, DT Talks Podcast, and also follow us on our Buzzsprout, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and also Amazon Music as well. So thank you so much for listening, and this has been
DT Talks.